Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Bible teacher at Hillcrest Academy, Lee Ebersole, about their service and learning term.
For those who are unfamiliar, what is the service and learning term?
Every other year, we offer this experience. It's a week long, generally, that students are divided into groups, and each group is working at some variety of service and learning experience, hence the name. And it's designed to create some innovative educational experiences to a greater degree that is possible in the traditional day-to-day school schedule. When I was a high school student back in Pennsylvania, our school did this kind of thing, and I remember lots of things from that experience. It was a great time.
And when is the service and learning term for Hillcrest this year?
That will be the last full week of March. So that's coming up pretty soon. I know for our group, we have some work to do before that week, but it'll get done.
And in addition to that, you are the chair for the Service and Learning Term Committee, or SALT Committee, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. I work with a couple other teachers, as well as our principal, Dwight Gingrich.
So what goes into the planning of this term? How far in advance are you starting to get things ready and communicate with students about these projects?
Well, we started last fall. Our committee got together and did some preliminary kinds of planning and kind of got a sense of what kind of ideas are out there for groups to do. We did a kind of introductory time with the students, talked about what it is, our goals, and so on, and then got some ideas from them as to the kinds of things they would be interested in. So through the fall, we were working up towards shaping these experiences. Some teachers are working together, designing an experience. And so that kind of evolves until we have a list of possibilities. And in December, we send that out to the student with some explanation as to what each group is doing. Students sign up and get that form back. They list in order of priorities which ones they'd be interested in. And then by the, I think it was the end of January, we have the groups pretty much set. So yeah, it's a semester-long process to get ready and a lot of work involved, but we think it's worth it.
Is this for a particular grade level?
Yes, this would be for all four high school grades.
Now, to put some of this into perspective or to provide listeners with some specifics, are there any projects from years past that stand out to you or that you remember?
We'll often have a group that will go to a Spanish-speaking country. Like this year, there's a group going to Costa Rica. 4 years ago, there was a group that went to Puerto Rico. And those are generally for upperclassmen that have been taking Spanish. So those are kind of special. When I first started, we took a group of students to Des Moines, and that, you know, being my first time with it, we had a great time, did a variety of things in Des Moines. Another one that kind of stands out to me was 4 years ago, the music teacher at the time and I, we got together a group of students and developed a music group, and we took a little tour to Indiana and did some programs along the way. And of course, I had my both daughters in that, so that certainly helped to make that a memorable experience for me anyway.
So there's one group this year going to Costa Rica. Outside of that, are these projects predominantly in-state?
This year we have two groups that are going out of state. There's one that will be involved in Kentucky, working with the Mennonite Disaster Service, which is an organization that goes into places where they've had natural disasters to clean up, to help rebuild. There's a group going to Omaha, Nebraska, and the rest of them are in state. We've got a group going to work with prairie restoration. We have a group that will be working with some local kinds of things, local ministries, Crowded Closet, which is a reuse-it-store kind of thing, and also with HACAP in Hiawatha. And then another teacher and I are doing, again, developing a music program. And our plan is to go into retirement communities and offer the program and then offer to spend some time interacting with the residents there.
Well, Lee, it's obvious that a number of communities are going to be benefiting from the service and learning term. How do you believe the students are benefiting from this? Or what do you believe they're going to take away from something like this?
Well, certainly our hope is that they develop a sense of community within their groups and get to know other students a little better than maybe during a regular week of school. Another goal with this is to develop a sense of community in the surrounding area with wherever they're serving. So, you know, those going to Kentucky, hopefully they've established some relationships with people there or in Omaha or Costa Rica or around here as well. So those kind of things. And certainly when we get outside of our comfort zone, there is opportunity for personal growth, both spiritually, emotionally. We certainly hope to cultivate that kind of experience for students as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the service and learning term?
Yes, it's, I think, a kind of a unique feature that we can do at Hillcrest Academy, and hopefully this will fulfill those kinds of goals that I talked about. And we do appreciate certainly the work of the teachers to organize things and plan things. And also the communities in which we go to, there's people there that need to do some work in preparation for our involvement there too. So just really appreciate the sense of working together that this experience can create.
That was Lee Ebersole joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the service and learning term at Hillcrest Academy. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.